This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Peter, you look very handsome.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
I want to go chase the squall.
Peter has nothing interesting to say.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
CNN, it's sponsored by the All-American Ford Auto Group. Shop the largest and best Ford group in the Northeast at allamericanford.net. All-American Ford has the largest selection and best prices with locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant, New Jersey. We'll start off by saying good evening to Michael.
Big draft.
And then we'll say good evening to Don.
Former Raven.
Replied.
Or current Raven.
Oh, like the game doesn't need him.
Sorry, he's a Charger now.
He's a Charger.
Oh, no, he's a Ram.
Of course, Eric Weddle retired yesterday, Don.
Yeah.
So that drop
has no drip.
It's not that drop has no drip.
Big but drip.
I think you're lost on the term drip.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I'm not. You were lost in what just happened. You don't know what TikTok is.
I know what TikTok is also. I'm aware of what TikTok is. Don't try to change this around. You're aware of what a song that came out, the first verse of a song that most people only know the chorus to. I am aware of TikTok and drip. You're aware of the words to that song. I don't even know who that song's by.
Doesn't matter. It's part of the zeitgeist. You should know.
Wow. Anyways, apparently that is a thing that's happening on TikTok right now, is kids are messaging people those lyrics and embarrassing them and then putting the whole thing on TikTok. Now, I dare you and challenge you to tell me what TikTok is. And before you do, I'll have you know that Andrew Gundling, the other day I asked him if he knew what TikTok was. And I think the first thing does it have something to do with the clock? I think you may have said that.
Well, I know what TikTok is.
Go ahead.
I mean, I can't specifically tell you how to use it, but it's these little short videos where they kind of repeat movements and things like that. But I don't know the specifics of it, but I know TikTok if I see it.
So TikTok is a bizarre, you know it if you see it.
That's right.
Wow.
Like the old Supreme Court on pornography. I can't explain it, but if I see it, I know it's pornography.
My friend Mark D'Amelio, who I used to work with.
Love Mark, half for years.
I used to work with him at Mitchell and Ness when I was doing stuff with them, has two little daughters, and I hadn't talked to Mark in a couple of years. And I was on his Instagram recently, and he tagged his family in the photo. So I was looking at his family's Instagram, and I noticed Mark all of a sudden had like 80,000 followers.
Right.
And Mark was a regular dude when I knew him.
Not cool.
No, he was cool. Very okay. Cool guy and did well. But like, not 80,000 followers on Instagram. He's like a, 47, 48, 50-year-old dude,
I only have 40,000 on Instagram.
Well, you're new to Instagram. So, and then I clicked on one of his daughters, Charlie, and she had 5 million followers on Instagram.
Is she an influencer?
And I went, what the hell's going on here? Did Mark D'Amelio buy followers for his family? And how much you have to spend to get 5 million followers? What is happening? So I did a little Google search, and his daughter is the biggest TikToker in the world. Like, she went on TikTok for the first time. I read an article about them in August or something, 2019. Last August. She was in a Super Bowl commercial. She has 27 million followers on TikTok.
Wow.
It's just, we live in a time where people are becoming stars and people in the older age brackets don't even understand what the technology is that they're becoming famous for.
Do you know that we're not going to be famous anymore if you continue on this nonsense?
All right. You know what? I watched people's eyes.
They were glazed over.
No, I saw interest. I saw real interest.
That's not interest. No, that was
27 million followers.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Since August.
By the way,
you said 5 million.
On Instagram, on TikTok, 27 million.
By the way, it's Break My Stride by Matthew Wilder. Came out in August of 1983.
He could walk in here with a shirt saying his name, perform the song. I'd go, oh, my God, who's the cover band doing that famous song by that, I don't know. That
anything happening in sports in the NFL?
Can we calm down?
Give him a chance.
He's got a chance. It's already... We only have 60 minutes left.
All right.
Well, let's see.
Trying to save the show. Really? Sully.
I'm saving the show.
Really?
That's what's happening right now.
Really?
That's what's happening right now.
I'm Sully.
We've got 3 hours of baseball in February, all right? It's not April 15th. Let me have some fun with TikTok, for God's sake.
This is some savage.
Anybody care about TikTok over there?
I like the TikTok
diner. That lady, okay.
I have so many jokes I want to make that I can't. It would just be inappropriate and rude to make them now. But I'm not going to.
You'll make them in the car on the ride home.
No, I'll make them the second we put our mics down. And I'll say it right in your ear.
Right in your grill.
All right, well, we've talked about this a lot today, but the Mets do intend to seek a new buyer after the Steve Cohen deal has fully collapsed. They said in a statement that they do intend to find someone new. So we'll see what happens moving forward, but we're not exactly 100% sure who's to blame, but it looks like as time's going on that this may more have been a Steve Cohen operation of failure than a Wilpon operation of failure.
Unless the Wilpons are spinning it better than Steve Cohen. Maybe when you have $13 billion, you don't care if your side of the story gets out, but certainly the spin now has leaned toward the Wilpons. That Cohen did not want to agree to the 5 years of Wilpon, Jeff, having total control. And as I said yesterday and the day before, and I'll continue to say, I'd like to meet the multi-billionaire who's going to spend $2.6 billion to let Jeff Wilpon play with his toy exclusively for the next 5 years. I want to see that person.
Or is there a number that would allow Jeff to walk away? Like maybe if you made it $3 billion, would he walk away? $3.5 billion, would he walk away? At 2.6, he wasn't willing to.
Well, let's see if there's any more money out there.
AJ Hinch will be interviewed tonight on MLB Network. However, the video was already going around, the clip.
For one question.
Which, by the way, I wasn't allowed to play the audio for, which is so weird. It's already out on social media. I don't understand why they're tight about that. But either way.
I think they have a deal with TikTok. Why don't you explain what TikTok
is? So TikTok is a service. But A.J. Hinch, in the clip that did go out, was asked whether or not he thought it was the 2017 World Series championship was tainted by the sign-stealing scandal. And he wouldn't really answer the question, not surprisingly, but he did say that he thinks it's a fair question.
I've heard from people that have spoken with Hinch. He thinks a lot of the blame should go to Cora. He got caught up in it. Certainly is not without fault, but it was Cora's baby. But then you hear from guys like Nathan Eovaldi and people I know that Cora's the best guy that you could ever know. And I said, I think I've told the story on the air. When I had the throat surgery, a lot of people that I thought I was close with, they didn't reach out. One time I looked at the direct messages on Twitter. Alex Cora just sent a message praying for you, my man. I heard about the surgery, thinking about you. I don't have much of a relationship with Alex.
Wow.
Just a good guy.
Anything else interesting in your DMs?
A lot.
Really?
Not for air.
Wow.
Yeah. People send me the best things.
So the investigation, part of the investigation in the helicopter crash that killed Kobe Bryant has been done, and they have realized by looking through the wreckage that there's no evidence of engine failure.
So the pilot got caught up in the clouds, pretty much. He just didn't know where he was. I mean, it comes down to that, right?
That's essentially what they think. However, the weird thing is the speed at which they were going. It's like they were kind of plummeting already.
Maybe panicked.
So, but we know now engine failure was not it. So now I guess we'll learn more as time goes on and they get a clearer picture on what happened. We do have a clearer picture on what the memorial will look like. We announced yesterday. It came out that February 24th, Staples Center. Well, Vanessa Bryant has also reported that this celebration of life, as the memorial is being referred to, will start at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. in Los Angeles on February 24th with more details to come.
You get the date, right?
2/24. 2 for yeah. Gianna and 24 for Kobe.
Yep.
Pretty good thought there.
Yep.
Justin Thomas is going to be auctioning the wedges that he created to honor Kobe Bryant. Last week in the Waste Management Phoenix Open.
Can they change the name of that
tournament? It's horrible. You're trying to say something nice, and then he played in something.
A garbage
tournament. The sponsor
tournament.
Is Waste Management. By the way, is the logo of the tournament just a picture of Tony Soprano's face?
Oh, my goodness. It's just a big W and an M together.
It's sad.
Yeah.
But anyways, he made special clubs honoring Kobe. One said Mamba Mentality, one said Kobe, one said 81. And he actually used them during the tournament, and now he's going to be auctioning them off to benefit the fund that was started after the helicopter crash to benefit the families of the 7 other victims of the crash.
I think that's important. That's an important aspect of it. because, you know, thank goodness Vanessa and the three girls are well taken care of. Kobe made a lot of money in his life, but you don't know the financial situations of the other seven people. So I like the fact that, you know, it's for those families too that suffered the same sort of loss. Their loved ones weren't as famous as Kobe. Well, but right, they still lost a life.
Well, that's what's nice about the charity being exclusively for them.
Right.
I think everybody knows that as horrifying as the entire situation is for the Bryants, financially,
they'll be okay.
That's not an issue
right.
for them. Free agent point guard Darren Collison was sitting with Jeannie Buss at the Lakers game, yesterday. He abruptly exited the league in June, citing religious reasons for retiring. And Woj reported last month that he was mulling return to the league and would lean towards one of the L.A. teams.
I don't want to put you on the spot. What religious reasons could make you retire? I've not heard that.
Religious reasons could make you retire. Maybe, you know, becoming, if you became incredibly devoted to Jesus, like on a really different level, and
right.
thought that making that kind of money was just something that would no longer appeal to you. But then you think you could give the money to charity.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to research that.
Maybe
we'll have something on Monday.
Need more information.
Well, he's mulling a return, and it would be an LA team. And a lot of people have said that a piece that's missing for the Lakers is another point guard who's a natural point guard.
And they're also supposedly going to try out J.R. Smith.
So, interesting.
LeBron's still pointing where J.R. Smith should be passing the ball.
Wait, by the way, was it J.R. that he lost his mind about during that playoff
yeah.
game?
J.R.
It was the J.R.
Yeah,
not knowing the time?
Yeah, it was him.
I mean, to me, that was the worst moment of LeBron's career.
Well, wasn't a great optic, as we like to say.
I had a tough time getting over LeBron just pouting for the entire time between regulation and overtime.
You know what? But I understood it.
Well, because you're a bad guy.
No, I'm not a bad guy. I'm a big LeBron guy, but I understood how devastated he must have been. You had to steal that game to have a chance to win that series.
But it was still 0-0 going into a five-minute game.
Yeah, but he knew that once he had reset, they were going to win. And he was right.
It's not the right attitude.
No,
that's not a leadership.
It was not a leadership.
That's not a leader attitude.
It wasn't the right attitude, but I understood it. I understood what was going through his soul, because the great ones like LeBron and me, that's how you think.
How do you think?
He would do that to us, is what he's saying.
100%.
Absolutely.
How do you think?
I've done it. You just haven't noticed.
You've pouted whole segments. Absolutely.
How different would Rocky IV have ended if the first time Rocky got knocked around early in that fight in Moscow, he was just like, the guy's too strong, he's a machine, I go home.
He should have.
On paper, no, he didn't.
He could have gotten killed, like Apollo.
He ended the Cold War.
He did.
If I can change, you can change, we can all change. The evil Boris Yeltsin, I mean, Mikhail Gorbachev-looking gentleman who was playing Gorbachev at Jace, he was moved. Everyone was moved.
They were chanting Rocky. The Russians
but
were chanting Rocky.
But there was a good chance that Rocky could have been killed. That guy was a machine.
Drago is literally the greatest fighter of all time. Honest to God.
You realize it's fiction, right?
Would you, is there one fighter in boxing history that you would take over a prime Drago? Just on optics alone, looking at them.
Probably Butterbean.
I say Tyson in his prime would have a chance, but that's it.
There was that moment where Clubber Lang looked unbeatable.
Right? Clubber Lang was phenomenal. That's true. And Thunderlips.
What great movies.
Seriously. So good.
You know, Don made Ryan Rucco watch Rocky. He never watched. And that's the only time we ever caught Ryan Rucco in a lie.
Oh, he tried to say he watched
yeah,
it?
Yeah, we said, you've seen Rocky. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then, like, we went to a break, and he said, and we were, like, quizzing on it. He had nothing, had no idea.
I don't know if that was for air.
He acknowledged on the air that he didn't know.
He acknowledged.
But then I forced him, and we watched over 2 days.
And then he was crying in front of the computer as he watched it.
You only made him watch one.
Yes.
But if you watch one, you're hooked.
That's true.
You got to go right through Rocky Balboa.
Although
and Rambo.
The tough part is, though,
the whole genre.
Rocky 2 is also slow. 1 and 2.
I love 2.
Me too.
I love 2.
What's your real quick? I know you care about focusing on real sports, but as you know, real sports are not my
thing. I thought
thing.
The Russian one was the Tommy Morrison one was the worst.
Okay, so you're just counting the first five.
So five. Well, five is
that was five.
That was five.
No, that's if it's so we're stopping there because then there's Rocky.
No, Rocky Balboa was great.
It was pretty good.
I thought it was.
So
great.
What would you say is number one? One.
One.
One, two, four, three, five.
There's nothing wrong with three.
No, nothing wrong with it.
Anything was wrong with it. He's asking me to rate.
But four is.
Was three was three, three Mr.
Lane.
T?
Yeah.
No, then it's one, two, three, four, five.
Yeah.
Oh, you like three better than four?
Three's better than four.
Yeah.
Three's better than four.
Because the ending was too hokey.
Drago.
No, the Russian one's last. So.
Oh, my God.
No, Morrison's last.
Tommy Gunn only fights in the ring. He took my room. I mean, listen, a lot of rivalries have started that way.
Oh, you know, a friend of mine just reminded, we asked Ryan on the air who won at the end of Rocky One, and he just said Rocky, saying he had watched the movie. I'm sorry if I spoiled it for you people who haven't seen Rocky yet. But Rocky did win.
And also, this is something I didn't take to the air. So we watch it. All right, we both got emotional at the end of the movie. I hadn't seen it in a long time. His take from it was that he got the girl. I said, "That's your take?" Because, you know, she runs into, because he refuses to answer any questions, right? She jumps on, they hug.
He had the girl.
It was about not having to win. It was just to be able to fight him. It wasn't about whether he won or lost. It was just being able to meet the challenge of fighting him. That's the moral of the story. And not, you know, he got the girl.
You know how he got the girl? When he bought Cuff and Link.
Oh, Cuff and Link are mage. Yeah. However, the turtles of the cinch. Yeah. However, I do disagree with one part of that. Yes, it is all about you don't always have to win. However, part of the win is that he has now found something bigger than even winning.
But the moral of the story, he would have gotten the girl if he had won. He already had her.
Do any of you have a friend like Paulie who you go out and he just gets wasted and
Absolutely.
Goes up to strangers and goes, "Oh, you think you're better than me?"
Absolutely.
I mean, how not pleasant is that to be around?
I might run into a few this weekend.
Those are his ne'er-do-well friends from.
Nah, I don't like to
but
talk
the,
about
the, the point is that they announce that Apollo won. It's in the background. Like, he wasn't waiting to find out if he won or lost
because
he felt he already won.
The win was insignificant.
Right. He just felt going the distance he won.
Right.
Right.
Frank Clark of the Chiefs was on First Take this morning.
Who isn't on First Take except us?
And was asked if he believed.
I've been.
You have? I've never been on First Take. Well, once when I, like, the, a gargoyle with a, with
yeah,
a,
you
with
a goiter. Yeah,
that was
Get Up.
That was Get Up?
Yeah, correct.
Oh, I've never been on First Take. No, I was on First Take once.
As an interview.
No, I don't think Stephen A. was there.
No, of course not.
Yeah,
they wouldn't let us in the room with Stephen A.
Yeah, that's true. Just once.
Frank Clark was on First Take, though, and he was asked if he believed that Jimmy G could have beat them on that final drive. Here's Frank Clark.
In my head, honestly, I was saying this guy's not going down the field and beating us. You know, we need three and outs. We need three and outs consecutive ones if we're going to win this game, and that's what we was able to go out there and do.
Any reason you played that?
No. Giannis Antetokounmpo and LeBron James, of course, the two leading vote getters in the Eastern Western Conference, they divvied up the 22 All-Star spots. It happened yesterday on TNT. Let's hear Giannis.
This is a tough one. I'm between Kemba and Trae Young.
Wait, you don't, but want, I gotta the, go. You don't want the dribbler?
I want somebody that's going to pass the ball. That's what I want.
You know who the dribbler is?
No.
That was about James Harden. What a shot at Harden. And while they say that they have twin shots of LeBron and Giannis, and then when LeBron realizes what Barkley's saying, he starts cracking up. So you start to think, that's how NBA players must think of Harden.
The dribbler.
That he just sits there and dribbles for 20 seconds and hoists up a shot. That's not good for James Harden.
Jim.
Well, he's Jim when he plays well.
Wow. The 76ers' Al Horford says that their fourth consecutive loss puts things, quote, in perspective. Here's Horford.
Yeah, I think in any time you have adversity, that forces the group to come together. I believe that this is going to help our group because, you know, right now we're figuring it out. But I was encouraged about our fight tonight and how we competed.
However, Charles Barkley went even harder on the 76ers.
You know, I picked the Sixers to get to the finals. I think they are the softest, mentally weakest team that had a bunch of talent. They are the Cleveland Browns of the NBA.
Damn.
They got a lot of talent.
The Browns?
And they talk the talk, and that's it.
Did you hear the cut, though, of Shaq? Eviscerating Embiid. Eviscerating. Oh, look at the little baby. He's afraid to get hit. I mean, he was doing that voice.
They really went up and in. RJ, do you have any audio of Andrew that would sum up how Andrew probably feels about the situation?
Just take the L.
It was horrifying.
Just take the L.
It's not fair. No, because I've had it.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
That's right, man.
Don't miss Michael, Don, and Peter weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.